from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devin, what did you see on, I think, three of the four goals were all deflections or tips in front?
Yeah.
Did you see anything on any of them that were different?
I saw two out of the three deflections. The second one from Gonzalez, it was a good screen in front, so I saw the D shoot it, but I didn't see the tip, so it just went in a block. But, they got some good bounces. I think that, that was part of their game plan, just shoot pucks to the net and try to get something on it to try to create some chaos, the team they are. So, it worked for them today, and, we'll hit the whiteboard and try to defend that a little bit better.
Devin, you guys, down 3-2, just how much in your mind was this? I got to keep the team in the game here. Gave them a chance to tie it up.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ebbs and flows in games. You're up, you're down, you're up two, you're down two, you're whatever it is. You don't really know what's going to happen. So, at that point we were down one. I just tried not to play the score, just kind of play every minute of this game like it's worth the same. Like in overtime, not trying to do anything crazy, just try to, play my game. Nothing changes regardless of the situation.
What's the key to tracking the puck when you know that they're just throwing it at the net and they're trying to tip it?
Yeah, those are hard. If it's tough because you want to stay as patient as you can, but at one point you have to move to go into a save if that initial shot gets through. It's tough when you move and then it gets tipped as you're moving to kind of react to that. So I think they're stoppable for sure. I'm going to go over some videos, see what else I could have done differently. I think, we'll do a better job at kind of tying those guys up in front also. Overall, pretty solid job by the boys. Overtime loss. What are you going to do about it? You just move on, look to fight another day.
There's a bunch of guys here the last couple of years, and there's some of you who are learning and going through the first time here. What's it like just riding the wave of, through two games, a big win where you lead,
Yeah, it's great. I feel like we've seen a lot. Me personally, haven't seen being up and then getting it tied, and then today being down a little bit, being down by one and then tying it up, going into overtime. So two different, very different games. It's good moving forward. Have that under my belt. We have that under our belt. Going into Syracuse, I think we're a little bit more experienced, we'll be excited for our next game.
Two playoff games for you. Just what are your takeaways? What stood out to you about AHL playoff hockey, I guess?
I think it's just hockey. It's the same game. I think people make up to be playoffs. It's a whole different game. You got to do this, do that, change this. But I think being yourself, just playing your game is the most important. Whether it's a playoff game, whether it's a regular season game, an exhibition game, kind of just treating them all the same. Just being able to stay that even keeled. So, if you put too much importance on a game, you're up two, you go down one, it's hard to kind of keep it together and keep your focus. So, just that happy medium, just staying even keeled.
Devin,
this team has had some success in Syracuse. Is that a good feeling going into the reserve?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we definitely don't want to hold on to, you know, these past two games. You know, whether they're two wins, two losses, or we split, like, regardless of the outcome, it's kind of like a new series going into Syracuse, 0-0, best of three. So, you know, we've done some good things. We're going to grow on it. We're going to learn from it. But, you know, I think we're going to stay present regardless of, you know, the games that, you know, we played. Thursday's a new game, new day, anything can happen. So we're going to be focused on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.